how reporting protects you and ANZ. When you offer or accept gifts, entertainment, or sponsored travel without complying with the approval and recording thresholds under the policy, you're not just putting ANZ at risk of breaching anti-bribery and anti-corruption laws. You may leave yourself in a position where you feel obligated to act more favourably towards the client. That's why the reporting and approval requirements serve as a useful reminder to stop and think about whether the circumstances are appropriate and in line with the policy. Let's check in on Tom to see how his relationship is going with Wind Energy. Just before the project submission was due, the managing directors of Wind Energy called Tom to an urgent meeting. They raised concerns over the results of a recent greenhouse gas emissions report, which hasn't yet been made public. The report highlighted potential environmental risks associated with a similar project to that of Wind Energy, and they were concerned the report would deter investors. Knowing it would be made public soon, they urged Tom not to disclose the findings to senior management. Tom's strong relationship with Wind Energy made him feel personally obligated to honour their request. What would you do if you were Tom? Do you disclose the details of the report? Or do you try to maintain your rapport with the managing directors, convincing yourself that this is just a timing issue?